Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
And a nice to have you with us on a Saturday morning. Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Charlie, week one of the playoffs is here. A lot of good golf in front of us over the next 3 weeks. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I'm excited. We have one of our scholarship recipients with his sweet mother. We're going to talk college, how to get into college. Why do you go to college?
Yeah, and we welcome Holton Kittleberg. And, you know, Holton joined us a year ago. For reference, you were one of the first recipients of the Charlie Epps Scholarship. You are through with your freshman year at Tufts. Tell us what's new. How have you been, Holton?
Thanks for having me. It's been a great first year at Tufts University. I've just had so many unique experiences there between just the school itself and being a part of the golf team. I was having a great time on the team. We had the spring break trip. We went to Arizona to play at a bunch of courses called the Desert Mountain Golf Courses. That was super interesting for me because it was just the team out there having a great time.
Now for that over spring break, do the colleges that are dealing with the weather, the Wyomings, the Colorados, obviously Tufts is in Boston, that all the schools come together for that over spring break as far as cold weather is concerned?
Yes, yeah. Since we can't really practice the beginning of that spring season, we got two or three months where we're just taking classes, we're doing indoor training and stuff, but you know, we get kind of sick of the TrackMan indoors. It's really nice to have that, but we like to get back on the course. So that spring break when we travel down south to Arizona, that's a great time to get some reps in.
Now, one important question. How are your grades?
My grades are doing very good. I mean, I am a student athlete, so I'm taking student first. I'm majoring in comp sci, so I've been taking some good comp sci classes, doing a club on the side that's coding related. That's helping nonprofit organizations build websites. So now I'm on the board for that organization. But yeah, my class has been great. Professor's been great. I'm just learning a lot of comp sci, which I'm really excited about.
So Charlie just added you to the Charlie Epps Scholarship Board. I thought it was the first board that you were on at your young age. So it's your second.
Technically, yes, but I'm excited to be part of this board more than the other one, I'd say. So.
Well, I appreciate that, but you really seem happy.
Yeah, I'm really happy about everything. I'm here on the Charlie Epps Radio Show. I don't know how I could be any happier.
What were the nerves like as a freshman going in? Not only you're playing collegiate golf, but one of the best academic schools in the nation. What have been some of your best learning experiences so far?
The nerves were very strong going in. I wasn't sure how I'd live up to my expectations that I've set for myself, and especially socially, just moving to a completely different city. And it seems like once you get there, most of the people are from Massachusetts, so it's a really unique perspective coming from Texas. But for a learning experience, I really learned how to be independent, and some of the habits that I built during high school I learned were just not right for me in college. So, you know, take a step back and realize, I just need to block off some time studying for all my classes, just have some me time and stuff. And then also learn that, you know, there's a network of faculty and students that are there to help you and stuff. So,
Mom, hearing your son talk like that after a year in college, how does that make you feel?
Oh, I'm incredibly impressed with him. He really grew a lot in that first year of college.
Charlie, we got to get that mic closer if we're going to switch it over, my friend.
Right there. I'm very, very impressed with what he's done in his first year of college, and he feels like a mini adult now.
How about the hairdo?
Yeah, we're warming up to that.
Well, Holden, what about the golf? I'm interested to hear what is it
What does the indoor facility look like at Tufts?
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
So we have this gym. It's got all the varsity sports. Like, we got a whole varsity gym that golf does work out for during our off season. We have like a trainer for that, but specifically our indoor golf facilities, we have in the fourth floor of the gym, there's a bunch of old squash courts, and they converted two of them, one of them into like a hitting bay with we have like a GC Foresight quad. And then in the adjacent squash room that we built like a little hole between them, we have like a putting green that we can use.
This is a facility that you are, as far as playing golf in the winter, obviously we have facilities down here such as Golf Tech and things mm-hmm. of those nature. You feel like you're able to maintain your game pretty well despite the cold weather.
Yes, I'd say so. I mean, it's not the same as like being down here in Texas, being out on the course, on the grass and stuff, but I'd argue that having that time and to fully like use technology yeah. to our advantage, like looking at those numbers, at least for me specifically, can really help me hone in certain aspects of my game. Like recently, I think that the spin's way too high on my driver, and I feel like I'm losing a little bit of distance compared to my competitors. But, you know, being on that track, man, helps me. That's something you can't just do out on any practice range. You do that indoors, and I feel like having that time really like gets you used to what you're doing and how to fix those like smaller things.
All right, Holden's struggling with a spinny driver, Charlie. Too much spin on the long ball.
Well, we'll get to that a little later.
Oh, we're gonna hold off on the okay. on the Holden lesson.
You know, you go to the great trouble. We have a great agenda.
We sure do.
The next agenda is close to my heart. Lucas Glover, who I've known since he's 12 years old, he was a student of my good friend Dick Harmon, who really developed him. And then he won the U.S. Open 2009, along with Ankel, who won the Masters that year. So, but he's had a resurgence. His game has come back at the age of 43.
It's incredible.
And you might ask why. I asked Don January, a famous pro from Texas, when you putt bad, what do you do? And he won the PGA and so on and so forth. He says, Charlie, I teach myself a new way to putt. This is what Lucas has done. Lucas has taught him a new way to putt with a new putter, completely different from one he had. And he did not have any scar tissue with this new putter. He had a lot of scar tissue with the old putter. So in golf, sometimes change is necessary. And changing putters, changing the way you approach what you're doing. I did it with Ankel Cabrera. So that's another thing that you got to learn. Don't be afraid to change.
You know, it's not often now, Charlie, in sports that you are seeing winners in their 40s, even in golf. We've only had one other player win in their 40s this year, Justin Rose at Pebble Beach. But you look at the other sports as well. I mean, tennis, Venus Williams is still competing in her 40s, not having that much success. Tom Brady and Brett Favre went into their 40s. Jamie Moyer was incredible pitcher into his 40s. Roger Clemens and Sparty Brand Ambassador.
How about Bernard Langer?
Yeah, incredible. Incredible.
65.
Yep, know, on the senior tour.
Getting him, you know, ready for the Geritol set. Probably don't know what Geritol is.
Oh, I don't either, so don't worry.
That's a special liquid that makes you young, supposedly. just had a lot of sugar, kind of like all these caffeine drinks.
And Charlie, I mean, Lucas Glover back again. This is the change that he made to his putting. It's not just a 1 week wonder. This is a consistent change. 64 to open it up at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. This is a guy who was not in the playoffs before his win last week. 149th on the money list, now 49th.
But I'll remind you all that Jack Nicklaus, to me the best golfer ever, at the age of 46, won his last major. That was in 1986. So golf is a game of the ages.
No. You're exactly right. I mean, Phil Mickelson 3 years ago at the PGA, you know, 51. Phil could have won the Masters this year. You know, had Koepka not went on his big run, Phil finished second. And, you know, we heard Rory, you know, this week comment on Phil losing over $100 million in gambling this week, And, you know, there was a situation this year where Phil Mickelson was on the mind of Zach Johnson for the Ryder Cup. We'll get to that in a little bit. But Lucas Glover in the saddle. You've got Jordan Spieth right behind him, Charlie, one of your favorite players.
Jordan. How about Jordan? Yesterday he was made a bunker shot from the back of the green on the downhill bunker shot to a pin cut closer to him, and he made it. Everybody was worried about him putting it on the green. This kid is magical around the short game. How's your short game?
It's all right. Yeah. It needs a little bit of improvement, but.
A little?
A little, yeah.
Come on. All right. Well, we'll get working on that.
Yeah, we're going to get to some lessons on the other side. Charlie, how about a word from our friends over at Insperity?
As I was telling our guests, Insperity is quite a company. In 1986, they started an HR company with a lot of vision, but more importantly, with a chairman who understood how to do business, and that's treating people the way they need to be treated, to energize them. And their tagline, it's an HR company that makes a difference, but their mission statement is helping business succeed so communities can prosper. Pretty deep there, huh, Mom?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. So if you're small business owners, if you want to grow your business, and, you know, you have a bunch of challenges, and HR is one of the challenges of today, treating your people right. And Paul Cervati, the chairman, knows how to do that, and he has a book that he's authored. But give him a call. Log on to Insperity.com. And see if there's a fit. And call them, and they'll come, and they'll give you 100% honesty. But more importantly, they know how to treat you. So HR, a company that makes a difference.
And when we come back, we'll hear more from Holden as far as his golf game is concerned. Charlie will give him a couple lessons. And we'll talk about his future goals. We'll get to a little on Phil, and we'll give you some picks for the FedEx Cup St. Jude Championship. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference, back after this.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Nice to have you with us on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. And Charlie, you look at this week at the FedEx St. Jude Championship. This is a huge week. Now that we've seen the new schedule, we know that the finishing top 50 at the end of the year is very important, not only to get to the BMW and the Tour Championship, but it is also the qualification system. You finish in the top 50, and you're in these eight signature events for next year.
Yeah, they're working it out. The powers to be have had more time to understand their mistakes, and I think the commissioner came up front and forward and said, hey, a lot of this was my fault. I got in too much of a hurry. You know, it's just like in golf, you got to have a good pre-shot routine, but you got to take your time. And so they've done a good job.
And as far as the leadership, you know, there's no other commissioner that has had to face what Jay Monahan has had to face.
That's what he's paid.
I understand that, but it's not like Roger Goodell or Adam Silver has basically had the PIF come in and say, "Hey, we're gonna throw $15 billion at you." Now it's a little bit of a different situation because there's franchises and other things of that nature that golf doesn't have because it's an individual sport. And I know he's made some mistakes, but looking at the schedule for next year, he's done a pretty good job putting this together.
Well, you know how much money Roger Goodell makes?
Is it
$25 million?
$25 million a year?
Yeah. You should be able to handle it.
And
our commissioner, Jackie Burke, said it really one year. They had a party out at Champions for the commissioner, and that was during the Tour Championship. And he said, you know, that commissioner finished fifth in the all-time money list this year, and he never hit a shot.
Yeah. No. Very good point, Charlie. Very good point. These commissioners are paid a lot, and on top of that, for the fact that everyone always says that this is a player-run tour, you know, these couple of these decisions, the first interview, you know, that broke this PIF and PGA Tour partnership. It hasn't come off as a players tour the last month, and I think that's what he's trying to mend.
Right, and they got a great board of directors that they got to listen to, people that are successful in their own right, and two of them have resigned. So, yeah. But anyway, they're making progress, and this is a big week in professional golf. Amateur golf, but professional.
Charlie, did you get to and you know, if you didn't, no big deal. I'm curious on the fact that Tiger's event, Jack Nicklaus's event, and Arnold Palmer's event will keep 36 hole cuts.
Yeah, that's great. That's
great. Well, we talked a little, but why is it that these are the three best players ever? They're the three most important voices in the game ever, and even with this Saudi investment, they're still going to cut the fields, the field sizes, and not have a cut for the other five signature events. Why?
I don't have that question, that answer. But I'm okay with it. The other tournament that has a cut is Tiger's tournament.
Yeah.
Four greats of golf. And they're honoring the legacy that these gentlemen have left, not only in the game, but also in the business world. And the business world respects Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, all of these guys for different reasons. So it's all moving the right direction. Yeah.
No. You're exactly right. And, you know, there will be – you'll still have your full field events in between the signature events. There'll be – you know, there's eight total signature events through the season. You'll have your three or four regular full field events, the Houston Open type events, the 3M Open. Players will be able to qualify into those eight signature events.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Do you like Major League Baseball now that they have a clock?
It's absolutely amazing, Charlie. It's absolutely amazing.
As far as speed of the game, yep. Everything.
We're not going home at 1 a.m. from Minute Maid Park anymore.
Except they had a 3.5-hour game the other day. Yeah. But anyways, golf is getting better.
How about John Singleton, Charlie? Did you see this guy last night? His last major league home run came with the Astros in 2015.
What a story.
Really? No. What a story. He looks like the Astros' David Ortiz. Do you keep up with baseball, Alden?
A little bit. I did see that. He had two home runs in one night after 8 years of a drought. It was really insane.
You just don't
see
that.
Not one, but two.
And, of course, we have Holton Kittleberger in studio with us. He was one of the recipients of the Charlie Epps Golf Scholarship last year. Great to have him aboard.
And we're having another tournament. Tell everybody about it right there.
No. Yeah. No,
do
no.
Your
the,
job.
The th- easy, Charlie. Easy. Easy.
Easy.
We have the third annual Golf Club of Houston Invitational on Monday, September 25th, benefiting the Charlie Epps Scholarship in Southern Texas PGA Junior. Charlie, huge deal. You had six recipients last year, gave away over $40,000. A lot to be proud of, and it's amazing to have Holton back and joining the alumni and helping us gather more.
Yes, it's exactly right, and only because I've got a lot of generous friends and people that understand that young people, men and women that grow up in golf, really, you know. It takes a lot of discipline, not only in school, but on the golf course. And so we're growing the game. We're growing good people. And I can see right now that Holden, I really like. I'm not sure about his haircut, but that's okay. I'm old. But it looks good, huh, Mom?
Oh, come on. Holden has a great flow. You know, for those that obviously no one can see him, he's got the Tommy Fleetwood hair going.
He's playing great in the tournament right now.
He's playing great. Holden's looking like $1 million. We have a question. We have a question for Holden from Ted in Bel Air. Holden, nice to hear a fellow elephant on air. Is it?
Yes, yeah, we're the Jumbos, yeah.
Wow. Wow, what a mascot. What's been your favorite? This is from Ted in Bel Air. What's been your favorite part about Boston so far?
Well, hi, Ted. My favorite thing about Boston is I just love the history in the city. When I first got there, I did this red brick tour that they have, and it takes you just kind of walk along, and it takes you through all the historic centers of Boston, like the Bunker Hill Monument and like Paul Revere's house, just like every And even the college history, too. It's just, like, everywhere you walk, like, you're just going to run into another college. So it's, like, just a great community for college students and also just, like, for someone like me that loves history.
To me, the best history is Cheers.
Oh, the show. Incredible.
Great philosophy that came out of that bar is all what Boston is all about. It's people. Huh?
Yes, yes. It's all about people,
you
yeah.
know, it's all about people and Paul Revere. You know, on and on and on. So you're yeah, very lucky.
And there's something about, and not to bring it back to sports, but there's something about the, you know, that Patriots tradition, mm-hmm. the Red Sox tradition, it's just, the Bruins. Greg, I know you're from Philly, but Boston is just a city of a winning mentality, in my opinion.
I think it's the whole Northeast.
How about the Celtics? Well, yeah, I don't know about the Yankees the last 10 years, but no, you're right. You know, obviously the Bruins have an incredible history, but it just feels like
a football team.
Yeah, the Patriots, the Celtics. I mean, you just go down the list. Boston sports really a legendary history. Yeah, Matt Ryan, Boston mm-hmm. College legend. All right, we got to move forward with some golf, Charlie. Let's get you a question here. This one comes from Josh and Katie. Charlie, what do you make of Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and Sam Burns all making putting changes prior to week one of the playoffs? Interesting time to make equipment changes, wouldn't you say?
No.
Really?
It's a necessity. If it's not going good, you know, you can't keep beating your head into the wall. They got to stop. And so a different look provides a more relaxed mind, because the stuff that's causing that bad putting are bad shots, and the bad shots are because of the type of swing or whatever they're doing. So you got to change. Change is good. It's not drastic, but it's good. You got to do something different.
You got to switch it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, lost cause fallacy, right? So,
how many times have you switched clubs this year?
Once. I was going in between a 4-hybrid and a 4-iron, and now I'm sticking with the 4-hybrids, doing wonders for me. So,
you know why?
Why is that?
A hybrid was developed for the type of golf balls we're using now.
Okay.
See, the 4-iron, the 3-iron, they can't create enough spin to get the ball high, mm-hmm. where the hybrid is designed kind of like a mini 5-wood, and it gets the ball up. So good, mm-hmm. good change. Mm-hmm.
On the other side, we got to get back to the spin problem with the driver.
Yes,
we'll get Charlie dialed in with that and give you a little lesson from there. As far as the FedEx St. Jude is concerned, Lucas Glover leads the way with Jordan Spieth, one behind after 63, 68, Sungjae Im, Taylor Moore, and Tommy Fleetwood, and Emiliano Grillo in a tie for third at 8 under. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Nice to have you with us as we move forward. Week one of the FedEx Cup playoffs is here. Obviously, the top 70 made it to TPC Southwind this week. 90 degrees and sunny, very warm conditions in Memphis. And obviously, the goal for everyone in the field this week is to make sure that they are in the top 50 at the end of this week. The top 50 will advance to Olympia Fields next week for the BMW Championship, and the top 30 will move past that for the FedEx Cup finale at Eastlake, where you know, the grand total of that is millions upon millions of dollars. As far as the FedEx St. Jude is concerned, Lucas Glover, your Wyndham Championship winner, good friend of Charlie's, played with Angel in a World Golf Championship after that 2009 major championship run. I digress. Lucas Glover leads the way at 10 under 66, 64. Jordan Spieth one behind after rounds of 63, 68. Sungjae Im, Taylor Moore, Tommy Fleetwood, Emiliano Grillo, and Tom Kim all in a share of third place at 8 under. Charlie, how about your guy, Argentine, Emiliano Grillo, wins Colonial has had a phenomenal year. This is another guy who, like Lucas Glover, has had to figure out a way to compete on the greens better.
Yes, sir. And you and he have something in common.
What's that?
You both went to IMG.
That's right. That's right.
So he was trained early, and he's developed better. He went through a bad marriage, and that derailed him for a while. He won his first tournament as a professional, and now this year has been his best year because he's got perseverance. He's hung in there, and he's done himself proud.
Joel, I want to stay on the PGA Tour for most of the rest of the show, but we have to talk about, obviously, the news this week. An excerpt came out of Billy Walter's book talking about how one of the greatest golfers of our generation, Phil Mickelson, his gambling losses reportedly totaled in over $100 million and had over $1 billion worth of bets placed over three decades. Now, over the last year, Charlie, Phil, we know he's tried to put in the work to better himself. Unfortunate that this information is coming out, but that's what's going to come of this book.
Well, you know, a billion's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot. But, yes, it's unfortunate what has transpired in Phil's life. But one thing about it, we're all human.
Yep.
And we all make mistakes. He made big mistakes. There's a lot of people that have lost fortunes. And is he proud of it? Probably not. But he's still playing. He's still going to try to be Phil. So to forgive is to forget. That's his choice. I wouldn't recommend it for anybody. You know, that's billions a lot. But he's done a lot of good things.
Yeah, no, he has.
He's made some mistakes, and we've all made mistakes. It's just like a guy close to me in my life just got out of prison, Angel Cabrera.
Yeah.
He served 2.5 years. Is he proud of that? No. Did he make some mistakes? Yes. Has he learned from his mistakes? Yes. He's on the mend. I forgive him. I know what he wants. I know where he came from. And life is full of challenges. And God only knows, you know, we make mistakes. But we got to learn from them.
100%. And at the same time, Charlie, the game needs these players. You know, we need, when it comes time for the Masters, we want to see Phil there. We want to see Tiger there. We want to see Angel there. And at this point in time, it's just interesting to see, you know, I would put Angel in the top 10, in my top 10 as far as most talented players of all time. U.S. Open at Oakmont, a green jacket. It doesn't get that much better than that. Every year, fans want to go to Augusta. They want to see Tiger. They want to see Phil. They want to see Angel. And all you can hope for is that these players get back and are playing together on a full-time basis again.
Yes, yes. And I want everybody to understand one thing. It's just like this young man here holding. You've got a great mother. You've got a great father.
And if you're just joining us, Holden Kittleberger joins us in studio. He was one of the Charlie Epps Scholarship recipients last year. He is now at Tufts University, one of the best schools in the nation. And if you want to get involved with this year's third annual Golf Club of Houston Invitational, where all proceeds go to scholarships, that is Monday, September 21st. Email thudden@southtexaspga.com. Go ahead, Charlie.
And he has a great mom and dad. I do. Angel Cabrera had no mother and father. They gave him away when he was 2 years old. He was on the street when he was six. So he never got to learn discipline. He was a street kid. And he became a caddy so he could get something to eat in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and to see the heights that he has achieved in golf is incredible. The only guy from a continent to win the U.S. Open, but then the Masters. You know, three guys did what he did. Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, and him.
Quite a group to be in, yeah.
Win the Masters and then the Open at Oakmont. So he's going to make a good comeback. He is determined to do it. We just got to give him space.
He's got a couple senior majors to win, Charlie.
That's right. Exactly.
If Colin Montgomery can do it, I mean, come on.
Colin Montgomery.
He's won a senior major, hasn't he? He's won a senior major. Now, before we move forward past Phil, let's hear Rory McIlroy, the outspoken voice of golf all year.
He's not outspoken.
You
say that with disdain.
He has been the voice, the proper voice for the PGA Tour. He has said the right things.
A voice. Yes.
For most of, well, where's Tiger?
Yeah.
Where's Tiger?
Well, he's not involved. He's not a player.
Well, he just joined the board.
Well, okay, now he might be able to speak out.
I would like to hear from Tiger. Okay. Let's hear what Rory had to say about Phil Mickelson.
Totally different topic. The talk of the golf world is this book excerpt that came out about Phil Mickelson. I'm curious what the reaction in there was when you read about it.
I mean, at least he can bet on the Ryder Cup this year because he won't be a part of it. So,
Charlie, do you find this to be
amazing retort?
Yeah, it is. It is. Were you surprised to hear Rory say this?
No.
No.
No, I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
He's not going to be a member of the Ryder Cup, and he can bet on him.
Yeah. And unfortunately, he's lost his privilege to lead in any sense.
Come back, yeah. Tiger. I mean, Phil has said he never bet on the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
So it's he says, she says. You know, who's right, who's wrong? We, you know.
Right. You're exactly right. The official excerpt says Phil asked Billy Walters to place a bet for him on the Ryder Cup. Billy declined, and no one knows whether Phil actually placed a bet or not. It's unconfirmed.
How do we know Billy's right?
In his words, it didn't happen. So onward and upward, Charlie, as far as the Ryder Cup is concerned, we're only a couple months away from Rome. You know, Bryson DeChambeau shot 58 last week on LIV Golf. He's currently not in the mix for this team. If you go down the American list, Scottie Scheffler, Wyndham Clark, Brian Harman, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele, and Patrick Cantlay are all in your top six. But right now, when you look at these guys on the outside looking in, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Tony Finau, guys who are really struggling. And as for Justin Thomas, he is not in the playoffs. Do you see a way for some of these Ryder Cup veterans, Justin Thomas, a Tony Finau, maybe even a Bryson, to get in?
I want to say this one more time.
Oh, boy.
And I've said this before. The PGA of America, which I'm a member of, we own the rights to the PGA and to the Ryder Cup, and we set the standards for the Ryder Cup. And as far as I know, to participate in the Ryder Cup, you have to be a member of the PGA, and that has to happen. Jack Nicklaus, his first year, was not eligible because he hadn't served enough time on the tour, and he didn't play in the Ryder Cup. Who on the ones that you just list is a member of LIV?
Brooks Koepka.
Is he a member of the PGA?
No.
So until they come out and say a statement, I'm going to say he's not going to play either.
Let me fill you in on this, Holden. Charlie was the only guy on this planet who for a year said that the PGA Tour and LIV was going to merge. And I sat here and in my head was thinking, there's just no way. What, Joe Namath and the NFL did this. No way. And it happens.
Way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you're saying Koepka, he, as of right now, he's not on Zach Johnson's team.
He's not a member of the PGA.
Right. And if you're not a member of the PGA, you're not going to
play. Supposedly, you're not supposed to. Now, he won the PGA, so it makes it a little more complicated.
Very complicated.
We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Do I want him on the team? Sure, but it's got to be within the rules of the PGA.
On the other side, more of your questions for the golf doctor. This is Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR, that makes it.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, one last time here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour this morning. Before we keep rolling on the golf, let me tell you about my friends over at Brookside Equipment. Tom and Adam Belimovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston. Whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution, the Brookside team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full-service support you deserve. As far as the golf is concerned, their partners are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open. And no matter your situation, Brookside has the deal that you need. Newer pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Houston Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see them in one of their 9 locations and visit their website at brooksideusa.com to check out any special deals at Brookside Equipment. Tell them you heard it right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Once again, that is Brookside Equipment. Let's start with a question from Paul in League City for Charlie. Charlie, TPC Southwind averages more shots in the water than any other course on the PGA Tour schedule. How do you go about playing golf courses with a ton of hazards?
Very carefully. Respect. You play away from the hazards. If you watch, and I spent 10 years following Ángel Cabrera around it, all the major tournaments, every tournament, Europe. And if you watch the good players, when they approach a hole, whether it's the drive or the second shot, they make darn sure that the mistake that they make is away from the water, away from the water. That's, you know, if you bring the water on, it's going to cause you some contrination. And so right now you could see from John Rahm yesterday on the 18th hole, he could not get it to the fairway, because the first time he tried to hit a hook, which is not his stock shot, hooked it in the water. The next time he was trying to hook it, fade it away from the water, so he started it at the water. It never faded. So respect the water. It's a penalty. It's a hazard. There's plenty enough room. You might have to hit it out of a bunker, but penalty shots will always be, you know, you have many penalty shots, you're not going to win the tournament.
Charlie, the eyes, where your eyes are looking over a shot when you're preparing for a shot, so important in this game. Now, do you look at hazards and say, you can't go there, or do you ignore them? Do you look away from it? Do you only focus on where you need to hit it?
You'll honor them. You know they're there. Yeah. So now you just move your target. It would be like if you're bow and arrow and you go to the target. You take the target and move it over 25 yards. That's it. Or hit a shot that the perfect shot won't get to the water. That's another mistake. Don't try to get too close. Respect the hazard. And that's the best advice I can give you.
We have Holton Kittelberger in studio with us. He was one of the 7 STPGA junior golfers to be awarded a Charlie Epps scholarship last year. Charlie raised over $60,000 in scholarships in 2022. And if you want to get involved this year, if you want to have a team for Charlie's third annual tournament at Golf Club of Houston, that is Monday, September 25th. And you need to reach out to Thomas Hutton, the executive director at the STPGA, at thutton@pgahq.com.
And what did he get this year?
Oh, well, a world-class freshman year at Tufts. Am I missing something? You got added to another board, not only Charlie's board, another board. What am I missing?
But he got another scholarship.
Oh, right?
Yes.
Wonderful.
He's two for two.
Oh, he's two for two. He's getting another Charlie F. scholarship.
Yes.
Okay.
As long as the guys that, the girls that are involved with this, the goal is, they'll become a board. They'll help grow this event so we can have money to give out to kids. But we'll continue his scholarships as long as he continues his great work in school, his commitment to charity, his commitment to helping other people.
Yep.
And that's the only way we're going to grow and we're going to have a good foundation. So he's on board with that.
Incredible work,
yes,
Charlie.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I'm really happy to help other people fund their college as well. Yeah.
That's good.
He's got the hair going too. Hair. It's on point. Full package. Cool. Charlie, what do we have left here as far as the, you know, as far as, oh, I know exactly what I'm missing. Holton, your game. Let's talk about your game.
Yes.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier you have the spin rate on your driver is just out of control.
A little high, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Charlie,
you have any advice for me?
Yes. How high is your spin rate?
It's
4,000?
No, not that high. Maybe like 3,200, okay. 3,000, that area.
Spin is a result of hitting down on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the driver, the ball is in the air. So you've got to get the angle of attack or the angle of the ball leaving the club higher. So you got to hit up on it. Mm-hmm. And hit up on it is that it just pretend that you're an airplane. And the airplane comes in for a landing, okay? And you smooth out, but then it almost takes off again. And the angle of ascent is up 14 degrees, 15 mm-hmm. degrees. So try to hit the ball, hit up on it.
Okay,
and
I see.
We'll get rid of that hitting down on
yes,
hit
yeah,
the
yeah.
slice.
Mm-hmm.
You a slicer?
It's in my shot pattern every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah, that's you got to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Hit it from the inside, 2 degrees inside, 14 degrees up.
Mm-hmm.
You use TrackMan.
Yeah. I'll figure it out in there, yeah, in the workshop.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your head back.
Mm-hmm.
And hit bombs.
Bombs.
That's how you hit bombs right
Rocket
there.
It out there, yeah.
That's it.
Well, the other thing, and I'm sitting here, I've got to admit that my grandson just got through playing in an AJGA tournament out at Champions, the mm-hmm. house that Jackie Burke built. And if you look at his scorecard.
Now, this was the Jackie Burke Championship
yes,
at Champions. Three rounds wrapped up yesterday. And Charlie Wiley was on the show with us no less than a month ago. Another top five finish, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, going to be a
top three.
Going to be a senior at Memorial next year, SMU the following year.
Yes.
Your thoughts on what you saw from Charlie this past week?
Well, the thought was, as a grandfather, I wanted to be his grandfather, not his golf coach. So he's got a great teacher, mm-hmm. working hard, he's doing a lot of great stuff. So on the second day of the tournament, he double bogeyed the last hole, and he was even par. He was. You know, in the top 10 then.
Third double of the week, and he was in the top 10, Charlie.
Wow.
So as a coach, what did I tell him? I sent him a note. Now, think about this. I said, Charlie, it's a delight watching you play, but tomorrow I want you to go low. I didn't focus on the double bogey. I didn't focus on the bad shot that he hit to make the double bogey. Goff, he knew what he had done.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I going to reinforce that? You want to have a mentality of erasing the bad stuff,
mm-hmm.
and fill your mind with positive self-talk. Positive self-talk. You know, when I make a triple bogey, I'm going to say, and this is out of Bob Rotella. I taught a lot with Bob Rotella, the great sports psychologist. Is the next hole, let's see how good you can really be.
Mm-hmm.
How good you can really be. And then you gain momentum. So it's nothing happens without a thought. You know, you've got to think about brushing your teeth in the morning. You know, if you don't, you're not going to do it, right?
Yeah.
So you go to the first tee. The most important thing with the driver is put it in the fairway. And if you can't put it in the fairway with the driver, hit your 3-wood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a game of discipline. Jack Nicklaus taught us all of that. He was disciplined. He let the other guys make the mistakes. Play the game. Play the fairway. Play the green. Two-putt. Two-putt is good. Don't always try to one putt, that's not going to happen. You're not going to have 18 one-putt greens. A couple guys have come close, but that's an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, in your recovery strategy, you got to be realistic with the existing conditions. That's a Jack Nicklaus.
That's gospel from the golf doctor.
Yeah. And don't make golf more than it really is. It's a sport. Go out and have fun.
Exactly.
Daughter Mimi, that was very five
Charlie, out of seconds. Okay. Great job, Charlie. Holton Killeberger, great for